From humble beginnings almost 70 years ago in Edinburgh, Scotland, fringe festivals now dot the globe. Every single one's a little bit different, but they hold to the ideal of creating something new, live, for their audiences. A good laugh is usually part of the package at a fringe festival performance. This is Think Fest Improv, which will be performing at On King this Friday night. Improv artist Aaron Pugh says performers have got to strip off all barriers.
So when you're on stage, it's just all open. There's nothing you're hiding behind.
Once performers get going in a game or some improvisation, you all seem to encourage anything to happen.
That's called yes and. Yes and is saying, yes, I see your reality, I'm agreeing to it, and I'm going to help build it.
Good brainstorming tactic.
It's funny because that is totally what you did when you were 5 years old.
At past fringe events, there have been hula hoop troops, pole acrobats, and a paraplegic describing his daily life. The idea is to press beyond the expected to some new, thrillingly uncharted territory.
Even if you have a bad show, you kind of walk off stage like, wow, I really hated doing that. I survived. I'm going to do it again.
Why? Yeah.
It's addicting.
There are classes for this every Tuesday at Ward Warehouse with Think Fast. This week, you can experience Think Fast and other comedians, aerial burlesque, circus performers, all in action, hopefully shredding and daring the drop at On King, Dragon Upstairs, Kaka'ako Agora, and other venues. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.